This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Exiled Belarus opposition leader Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya has called the situation in her country absolutely unacceptable. She's pleading for international pressure to dislodge embattled President Alexander Lukashenko. In a virtual appearance before the Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe Tuesday, Tsikhanouskaya urged international pressure, including sanctions on Lukashenko and his government. She added an appeal on behalf of Belarusians currently undergoing mass detentions, beatings at the hands of security forces, and forced disappearances. "I refuse to accept that this is the fate of my country," she said. "I refuse, as do millions of Belarusians, to accept that the world will simply stand and watch." Tsikhanouskaya ran against Lukashenko in an August 9th election that the opposition says was rigged. She fled to Lithuania days later amid massive protests and rumors she had been slated for arrest. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said Tuesday the Republican-led Senate will vote this week on COVID-19 relief legislation after negotiations with Democrats broke off last month. Senate Republicans' $500 billion proposal released Tuesday would fund unemployment insurance, child care, and coronavirus testing. But the proposal has almost no chance of passing in the Democrat-led House. Congressional Democrats said the vote was political gamesmanship ahead of the November 3rd election. Meanwhile, millions of workers remain unemployed in the United States. Some U.S. employers have called back those who were laid off during mandatory business shutdowns earlier this year, but other hard-hit businesses have been slow to ramp up their operations again or have closed permanently, leaving workers